plate. Okay, they won't do any of this today because it's late. Just very much here. Says to the Gemara. Yeah, the Rebbe brings a story. Who the Osla Kami there, Nachman Rebbe, when the fifth wide line, fourth wide line. Who the Osla Kami there, Mulio Barebi, Omali Avali Shia Biabon, Mesheva, Vani Asha Biabon, Mechamish. Who the Osla Kami there, Shimon Barebi, the sons of Rebbe, Omali Avali Shia Mehe, Vani Asha Biabon, Gimel. Who the Osla Kami there, Chia, Omali Kumi Echlation, Pami Lech Echlation, 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 Rashi has two lashonos how to read this Gemara. But the Chayyim has two different gesoys in the Gemara Betzim. The first lesson in Rashi is that Rebbe really was Mesharbim and Mzayim. Abba, the Chayyim have to be Magi, I think it says here on the side. Abba Haloshirbim and Mzayim, that Rebbe was Mesharbim and Mzayim, and I'm willing to be Mesharbim and Mzayim. And the Shimon the Rebbe says, Abba Haloshirbim and Mzayim, Vani Yasharbim and Gimel. And then it came to Rav Chiya Meis, he wanted to mishar the Shleishim. He said, isn't the Shleishim? So much as Shleishim already is a Guzma. That's already a Guzma. So, if you this Pshat in the Gemara, this Lashon in the Gemara, so Rashi addresses, we know Bittul is Beshishim. How is Rebbe Mishar B'mem Hei? And Rav Shim, Rebbe was Mishar B'mem Zayin, or B'mem Hei. And his children were Mishar b'mem hey or b'mem gimel. What happened to Shishim? So Rashi says that this lashon is going to have to be going back on the case of Chatzi Zayis. Say that Gemara in the words very strange. First, with Chatzi Zayis, we talked about it before. Then we had the mice with the eggs. Now we're going back to Chatzi Zayis. But Mehecher Chasugi, Rashi, in this lashon, Rashi learns that it's a case of Chatzi Zayis. And Rebbe was talking Mekel to Mishar Chatzi Zayis, not Belamed, that's a Guzmu to Mishar Belamed, but he was talking Mekel to Mishar Bimim Hei, Bimim Gimel, and so on. So there's a few horrors. Rashi doesn't like this shot. Rashi prefers the other shot, which is the way we have the Yisrael where Rebbe Loishir. He said, no, not Mishar B'mem Hei, not Mishar B'mem Gimel. My father wasn't even Mishar B'mem Zayin. You think I'm going to be Mishar B'mem Hei? The Bittul is B'shishim. So then it's a regular case. It's Bittul B'shishim. Chayyar B'shishim. Let's say the first Lashon. So it comes out that the Gemara is bringing that Rebbe, Bnei Rebbe, they were Takim, they were Mekel in the Shir of Chatzi Zayis. Not Ad Kedekach to be Mekel the Lamed, but they were Mekel to be Mishar, B'mehei, B'meh Gimel, B'meh Zayim. So how does this work with the Gemara before? Mar Bar Ravashi wanted to be Mekel the Lamed, and Ravashi said to him, Lo Tazalzul B'Shir D'Rabbono. So how do the two Gemaras work together? Is Rav Ashi Cholik and Rabbi Yubonov? Rabbi Yubonov were Mishar Chatzi Zayis with less than Bittul B'Shishim. They were Mekel in the Shir of a Chatzi Zayis. Rav Ashi said that Chatzi Shir is also in the Torah. You can't be Mekel in the Shir of a Chatzi. You can't be Mekel. So B'Pashtos, Rav Ashi never said that you need Shishim. Rav Ashi said, don't be mezalzel to the Mishar B'Lamed. Because Marber Rav Ashi wanted the Mishar B'Lamed. And Rav Ashi said, no, you're being mezalzel B'Shir D'Rabbonon. Chatzish is awesome at Torah. It doesn't say in the Gemara that Rav Ashi said you need Shishim. And in this Gemara, it also says that Lamed is a zilzel. Even in a Chatzishir, Lamed is a bridge too far. Chanina was Mishaiva, he said, Klumi Yishlam, the Gemara said, that's a Guzma Rial. So even if you're Mishaiva, Mehev, Mevob, Mezayi, but not Lamed. So L'chaira, I would say, that this Lashon in Rashi is going to learn the Gemara before, that Rav Ashi never said, you need Shisha. Rav Ashi just said that Lamed is too much. It's Lamed, like the Gemara over here. That's already a Guzma. Then it's Lashon Rashi. Over here, Guzma. The Rashi before Ha'ikah Shloshim Misharinim B'Tmila B'Chulei Ha'imi Mimizalzalinim. The lesson of Rashi is that Lamed is too much of a zilzal. So you could say that's exactly what Rav Ashi said. Don't be doubt the zilzal b'Shiyah Darabanan. It's too much of a zilzal in Shiyah Darabanan to Mishar B'Lamed. But then Hayim and Gimel and Zayim, those are already Shiurim that we could be Seibel. There's some of the Pshat is Balavatish that Lamed there really might be Nisinus. It's very high likelihood that it's still nice and tough. And hey, and Zion, and Gimel, those are already Shiurim, we're getting already up there where it's most likely not nice and top. It's not a certain Shishim, but it's not considered to be a Zilzal. It is a Shiur that is probably not nice and top. Had it been a Zayah Sholem, we wouldn't be making, we would require Shishim. Takana was to require Shishim. But in a Chatzi Zayas, where there's not Malkus at stake anyway, so then Shayat to Mizalzal, at least to have a probability, it's enough that you have a probability that it's not nice and top. But a component, that's what I would, I think that's the emes. I think that's the emes. The first lesson in Rashi. Rav Ashi never said that you need Shishim. Rashi before, this mashma that Rav Ashi does require Shishim. Because Rashi before, and the story of Marba Rav Ashi and Rav Ashi, so Rashi said, B'tlosin palgi d'zesi. Yeah, but it's like towards the end of the Goy Sabach, parallel. This is Marba Rav Ashi. Wanted Mishar v'shleishim chatzoy zayis. Mishum d'lehoi kishir, since it didn't have a shir v'zayis, hoi mizalzul b'bituloi v'loi boi shishim. So Rashi is explaining Marba Rav Ashi, not explaining Rav Ashi. But the pashtus is that if he says in Marba Rav Ashi, Marba Rav Ashi was mizalzul, he didn't require shishim. And Rav Ashi said to him, don't be mizalzul. So Rav Ashi is learning that Rav Ashi required shishim. It's not a steer to what I'm saying. Who says the Rashi before is going like the Lishna Kama? Rashi anyway says he doesn't like the Lishna Kama. He prefers the Lishna Basra. So the Rashi before could be going like the Lishna Basra. But in the Chanami, lefu the Lishna Kama, mechatez it is some achleikas. I had another horror, though. So according to this Lishna Kama Rashi, it comes out that Rebbe was Meshire, the Rebbe Ubana, they were Meshire, and Zayin, and Haman, and Gimel, these shiur. Since it was a Chatzi Zayas, they would make it to be Mishayar in these Shiur. Had it been a Zayas Shalom L'chor, they would have required Shishim. So I ask you a question. Who was first, Rebbe Ubonov or Rebbe Yechanan? Rebbe Ubonov. I had Rebbe Ubonov with Tanoim. And Rebbe Yechanan is an Amara. Early Amara, first generation Amara, but he's after Rebbe Ubonov. So what's the Kasha? Rashi says that by Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon is Mishai Bebotzel v'kaflut. Rashi says because Adayim li'iv sekilchus of a shishim. Rashi says that shishim was invented after Rabbi Yechon. This shir of Mishai was b'shishim was invented after Rabbi Yechon. So chayr if they had, and it was until Bimei Rabbi Yechon, and they were Mishai a blanket shir of shishim. They were Mishai case by case kibotzel v'kaflut. I said it many times, kibotzel v'kaflut is not just a different shir than shishim; it's a different kind of shir than shishim. Kibotzel v'kaflut is a case by case shir. You have to see what the Eser is mixed up in. Was it a chocolate cake? Was it a potato kugel each time? And then you have to measure kibbutzul kaflut. Shishim is a blanket shear. So later on, if sekilchasa was b'shishim. But b'mei Rabbi Yechonon, they went case by case, kibbutzul kaflut. So what's going on here? Rebbe was Mishar, b'mei Dalad, b'mei Mzayin. It sounds like a uniform shear. B'mei Rabbi Yechonon was after Rebbe. He was a dying with if sekilchasa b'shishim. And they were Mishar case by case. So why were Rebbe Ubanov? Never mind the Chatzis Shears, the Shear Sholem, whether it's 60 or whether it's 45. Why were they Mishayar such a kind of Shear altogether? So I'm not quite sure what to do with this. Or I guess in Cheshvan we have to say one of two things. That even Meir of Yechanan, when they were not yet Mishayar v'Shishim, they hadn't yet invented a uniform Shear of Shishim, they were Mishayar case by case, kibbutzul v'kaflut. But a Chatzis Shear, they had a uniform Shear of Memhe. They still did case by case. But Chatz Azayis Sholem, they did case by case. But since they were Mekel in the Chatz Yishir, so they were Mesharbim and Hey and Zayin. I will have to say that Hey and Zayin, those are smaller Shirim than Botzel the Kaflut. At least B'derech Klal. We will have to posit that's a kula to be Mesharbim and Hey versus Kibotzel the Kaflut. I don't know if that's true. We have to say that. Or we'll have to say maybe we don't have to bend over so backwards to the Yashiv, the Rashi of Rav Yochanan with this Lishna Kama, because Rashi anyway rejects the Lishna Kama. So maybe this Lishna Kama has a different take on Rav Yochanan also. It's hard to believe Rashi brings the Lishna Kama. So he doesn't like it the local, but to say that it's against all the whole Mahalach of Rashi and the whole Sugya, that's already that's a lot to say. It's one thing to say Rashi rejects the Lishna Kama's pshat here in the Gemara, but to say that this Lishna Kama is going to have to hold that there was a Shir of Shishim, even be made Rabbi Yubono, then we're going to have to say that Rabbi Yochanan said Ubatul Kaflut is Chayla Kanarova, like Taisvis, and we're going to have to upend everything. So that's, I don't know. So maybe like Homer, maybe we could say that even before they invented the Shir of Shishim for Zayas Sholem, they already had the Shir of Memhei for Chatzis Zayas. Maybe even before they invented the Shir of Shishim for Min B'She'enei Minoi, but maybe for Min B'Minoi they had a Shir already of Shishim, and maybe this is the case of Min B'Minoi. Min B'Minoi is anyway only Drabonim, it rises Botel Chad B'Trei. So the Shir of Midrabonim, they said you need Shishim. So maybe even before they were Mishar B'Shishim by Min B'She'enei Minoi, you have a real Nesinus Tam, Min B'She'enei Minoi, you have a real Nesinus Tam. Right, Rashi's Tam Kikad Drabonim, so it's also ultimately a Drabonim, but Lamais, it's a real Nesinus Tam. So there, they used to be Mishara, Kibbutz of the Kaflut. That was an objective way to be Oymit, isn't nice and tam. Kibbutz Shir, Chachamim, Ein Lecho Yisr, that is nice and tam, Yisr, Kibbutz of the Kaflut. So they didn't have a standard Shir. They would measure case by case. Is this Min B'Shein Amino? Is this Isr, nice and tam, and chocolate cake? Is this Min B'Shein Amino? Is this Chazin, nice and tam, and potato cooking? They were Mishara, Kibbutz of the Kaflut. But Min B'Mino, which was always only a Takhona de Rabbanon, it's really Min B'Mino, it's not nice and tam at all. It's Botel Chad B'Trei. But Min Rabbanon, you have to have a Shish. So maybe then they had Shishim. Maybe then they were Meshar B'Shishim even before, even when Min B'She'enei Minoi, they hadn't yet invented Shishim. But maybe for Min B'Minoi, they were Meshar B'Shishim. And then we'll say that this is a case of, we'll have to say that this was a case of Min B'Minoi. Doesn't say that in Rashi, but maybe we'll say it's a case of Min B'Minoi. Yeah, it's a very B'chiddush because most Rishonim learned that the Din of Shishim by Min B'Minoi is Otto Min B'She'enei Minoi. We saw in the Rambam a different Shifta, but most Rishonim assumed that the Shir of Shishim by Min B'Minoi is Otto Min B'She'enei Minoi. If they hadn't invented yet Shishim for Min B'She'enei Minoi, it's a big chiddush to say they already had a Shir of Shishim for Min B'Minoi. Yeah, I don't know. Any of that? It's an Arovi. What's going on? Okay, let's see later. Start the Sigur Zerai B'Sheva. Start the Gemara. Amar Rav Chiya Barabra, Amar Rav Shubha Levi, Mishum Bar Kapar. Kol Yisurim Shabbatayah, B'Shishim. So Rav Chiya Barabra says Mishum Alevi Mishum Bakapara Kol Yisim Shabbatayr the Shir is B'Shishim Omer Lefan of Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok Rebbe Ata Imekain Hochi Omer of Asi Omer Mishum Alevi Mishum Bakapara Kol Yisim Shabbatayr B'Meyah. So we have a Machaikas Aliba the Mishum Alevi Omer Bar Mishum Bakapara is the Shir Bittul for Kol Yisim Shabbatayr B'Shishim or B'Meyah. So Dr. Gemo Shneim Lo Yilamdu Elam Yisrael B'Shem Yechsev Alokach HaKhenes Yisrael B'Shem Min Ayel Hanya b'sheila, ein b'sheila l'shleima b'shim v'yichayim, ein b'sheila l'shinispashtu ma'ayim. D'chul yama, so there's two l'shleimas now. D'chul, first lesson is d'chul yama b'had d'ayim mavashlo. Everybody agrees here, they were mavashlo, the zroya with the ayil together in one piece. Machlekes is, I mean, in the same path. Machlekes is, Masover mechatech lo v'odem mevashlo. Masover mevashlo v'odem mechatech lo. By same, the chuli alma mechatech lo v'odem mevashlo. Nobody says it was in one piece. The machlekes is, mi masover v'hati ayel mevashlo in one path. Masover v'kdei acheres mevashlo. So comes out, lishnakamo, Aliba de Dibri Akal, according to lishnakamo, both the Tanakama and Rav Shmuel agree that it was in the same path. At least it was in the same path. So that's the mokar. The Lishnakam is from both Tanoim and the Lishnabas is only from Shimon Yechai to the din of to the shear of Shishim and Meir. The Masum and what's the machleik of Shishim and Meir? Masover b'Shishim, Madomer b'Shishim, Sova Bosser b'Atzomus b'Adi Bosser b'Atzomus b'Sharina v'Havli b'Shishim. Madomer b'Meir Sova Bosser b'Adi Bosser b'Sharina v'Havli b'Meir. That's the Gemara. That's the Milima. So we have a Lima from Zayi b'Sheila. That kolisum shibatara, the bittul is either b'shishim or b'meir. Now, most Rishonim learn that this is an asmachno. First of all, they learn it's an asmachno. The main reason to say that it's an asmachno is that it's min b'mina. This is a case of min b'mina. I mean, one of the reasons say it's an asmachno. It's min b'mina. Min b'mina, the Gemara says in Zvachim Ayin Ches, midirais is bottle chad betray. So shishim, even if you say that min b'shein b'mina, tam kikir maybe is derais, and if tam kikir is a derais, then maybe you have to have shishim. You could imagine we could construct such a world. But min b'mina, about is bottle chad betray. Zroya b'shein is min b'mina. The Zroya and the aisle is min b'mina. So why in the world would you need shishim? How could you possibly have a din of you that you need shishim with deraisa? There's no nesin this time. It's min v'mino. It's bottle l'chad v'trei. Ha'kochach, the Shoyim say, it's only in a smachto. And the din of shishim be'emes is a shir nesin this time. Like Rashi says in a few places, Tosfos shiru chachamim, that shishim is the shir of nesin this time. And they were masmich, the shir nesin this time, which is really more by min v'sheinim, you know. They were masmechit on the pasuk of Zroya b'Sheil, which is by min b'minoy. Midrabbanan, you have to have shishim by min b'minoy too. So for an aslach, that's good enough. We have a pasuk that you need to have shishim, because midrabbanan, you need to have shishim by min b'minoy. So that's the aslach. Rashi is not mashmish. Rashi has a unique shita. Rashi is mashmish of two things. First of all, it's mashmish Rashi that it's a limud gom and midraisa. Rashi mashmish this way in a few places, but just one point out right away. The Rashi, Ushneim Loilam Dua. I'm going to read this Rashi again in a second, but right now I just want to point out one, the Kudin Rashi. The third line from the bottom, Ushneim Loilam Dua. So Rashi says, Afagav the Osus Lemelef Mene, Mosus Lemelef, Afil Hecha, the Yoiv Taima. The Ocha Ikla Mema, the Yishleim Mino, have a Yoiv Taima. Rashi has a problem over here. If you're going to learn out of here, you need Shishim from Zoya B'Sheila. Maybe by Zoya B'Sheila it was nice and time. We'll come back to that when he moves nice and time. It's Mibimino. The details of this Rashi, there's a lot here. But Rashi Akapanim is setting up some kind of kasha that you're learning out over here from Zoya B'Sheila that Shishim is good enough. If that's the case, you should learn out even if it's nice and time. And Rashi says before that if it's nice and time, about you have to check out that it's not nice and time. If it's nice and time, Shishim doesn't help. If the Kefela says it, he tastes it, he tastes it. So Rashi says, Afilohochi Rabbon and Achme Ba'omer Taimele Bottom. So Rashi said, you're right. You really should be able to learn out over here. It can be deraisa that it's bottled with shishim, even if it is nice in time. But the rabbanon we're machmer and said the time is not bottled. Rashi shita time kikah the rabbanon. Kapanim, again, the details of the Rashi we're not up to yet. But it's mavur in the Rashi that he's handling a deraisa. It's only in a smachta. What is he? The lesson of Rashi is l'chayru. What you happen to learn out from Zoya B'Sheila? By Zoya B'Sheila was in a sinus time. The answer is in a chenami. There wasn't a sinus time. Time kikah is only the rabbanon. So the pasuk says they only need a shishim. Midrabbanan, they came along and they said afterwards that yet that time is not bottle. It's about a mashman the Rashi that the pasuk of Zoya B'Sheila is a deraisa. The din that time is not bottle is a derabbanan. And the Rashi is saying, you don't have to worry in the pasuk itself about the fact that it was nice and time. Because the pasuk is before the din derabbanan, the time is not bottle. The din that time is not bottle is a derabbanan. The pasuk is pre derabbanan. So in the pasuk it says that shishin works even though maybe it's nice and time. So again, how can Rashi be talking about Nesin Tam by Min B'Minoy? And there's a lot of things in this Rashi. I'm not, we'll come down in a few minutes. But a component, it's Meduyik and Rashi. I think the Chasam Sofer makes a deal. That it's a Din Gomer Deraisa. That Rashi learns it's a Limud Gomer Mideraisa. There's a real Pasuk of Zoya B'Sheila that you need to have Shishim. Ad Kedekap, that Rashi's father. How can the Pasuk say you need to have Shishim? Maybe it's Nesin Tam. He says, yeah, Nesin Tam is only the Rabbanon. The Pasuk's before it, but the Pasuk doesn't have to. The Pasuk is pre the Rabbanon. So Mashman Rashi. that the limud from Zohar B'Sheil is a limud gomim b'derais. Number two, it's Masra Nashi. That the shear of Shishim that we learn out from Zohar B'Sheil has nothing to do with Nesinas Tam. And let's see the Rashi now inside. B'Shishim, first wide line. So Rashi, what's this din of Zohar B'Sheil is B'Shishim? Kol Yisur M'Sheir B'Tar is B'Shishim. We learn out from Zohar B'Sheil, back Kapora says, we learn out from Zohar B'Sheil, Kol Yisur M'Sheir B'Tar is B'Shishim. So Rashi, Heiche de Badakni B'Lo Yoiv Taimu. The case is that we were B'Dikit and we know it's not Nesin Tam. All Yisur M'Sheir B'Tar, we're not yet talking about Zohar B'Sheil. Kol Yisur M'Sheir B'Tar, Batal B'Shishim. When are Yisur Batal B'Shishim? If we were B'Dikit, then we know that it's not Nesin Tam. How are we buy the kid? Then we know that it's not nice and tam, presumably. With a kvela. So we gave it to a kvela. He says that it's not nice and tam. From this vegan, you have to have shishim. Yeah, we saw this Rashi before. This is the Rashi that says that it's not enough to give it to a kvela. Even if you gave it to a kvela and he says it's not nice and tam, you have to have shishim. So that's one case. Inami lekulamekam atayma kugoyin minu minu. This is another case. First case is you gave it to a kvela. He says it's not nice and tam. Still, you have to have shishim. Case number two, Rashi says, it's a case where it's min b'minoy. Min b'minoy, it's not shaykh to give it to a kvela. Because it's min b'minoy. So those are the cases when it's going to be b'shishim. But if we were b'idike, then it's nice and tam. The kvela says that it's nice and tam. Then tam is not bottle. Like the Gemara says in a few places, that tam is bottle. The next Rashi we saw was just a second ago says that's only the Rabbanon, because Rashi's time kicker is only the Rabbanon. But I mean, the Rabbanon al Kaponim, time is not bottle. So Rashi's telling me the halacha lemaisa, right? It's not yet up to the Pasuk. Rashi's telling me the halacha lemaisa, kol yishtum shabbatar is b'shishim. When is that negea? It's negea by min b'minoi, or by min b'shayin b'minoi, if we know that it's not nice in time. Badakni v'loyer time. But if it was badakni v'loyer time, we avoid it and it's nice in time, then time olay bottle. Rashi later on says, achm Rabbanon, the time olay bottle. So that's Shitas Rashi, that the din of Shishim that Bakapar is telling me and that we're learning out from Zohar B'Sheila applies even if we know Badakne, Lo Yavtaim, and we know that it's not Nesin Tam. And he brings the Gemara, we'll come and Nami Aminon. So we're inside a test. It's part of the Hemshech HaSugya. That we mentioned this Gemara in the past. That Yesh Bem Nesin Tam, Ben Sheyesh Bem Lahalas Be'echad Umeya, Ben Sheyen Bem Osir. That's a Mishnah. That by Truma, that if the truma is nice and tam in the chulin, so it doesn't help that you have meyer connected because the mice is nice and tam. But if it's not nice and tam, the Mishnah says, then you don't need meyer. And the Gemara, that's the Mishnah. If it's not nice and tam, you don't need meyer. And the Gemara says, but even if it's not nice and tam, the Gemara says you need to have shishim. Don't need meyer, but you need to have shishim. Kidel kamon. Like the Gemara says, the Ketoni Ebeim Nosin Tam Ben Sheishim Lahalis. The Mishnah says that if it's not Nosin Tam, you don't need Meyo. And the Gemara says, the Gemara says Ebeim Lahalis BeKufalif Ela B'Mai. So, but what is it bottled in? If it's not B'Meyo, it must be bottled in something. It must be some number. Even though it's not Nosin Tam, there must be a bittle in something. La Peshishim. The Gemara brings a riot to the Mandom of Shishim and not Meyo. This is inside the test. I didn't assign it because it's too far ahead of the Gemara. I didn't want to assign too much. But we saw this Gemara in the past when we were learning the sugya of Kfeilu. The Gemara over there says, Beferish. The Mishnah says that if the Truma is nice and tam, then Meir doesn't help. But if the Truma is not nice and tam, then you don't need Meir. Pashup Shad is not nice and tam because the Kfeilu was payment. And the Gemara says, you don't need meyer. B'mayis, then with what is it bottle? Gemara answers, b'shishim. So it's a mafurish in the Gemara that you need shishim. Gemara answers, for kashin amandom of b'meyer. But a kaponim, it says in the Gemara that you need shishim even though it's not nice and tam. So it's chayz, the perishing Gemara, that even if it's not nice and tam, you need to have shishim. So we spoke in the past. The Rishonim, Tosfos Lamashal, the Rishonim will hold that shishim is only as nesinas tam. And if you give it to a kvela is enough. Right, that's the passage of the Gemara before. Yisamchinu nakvelu. That if you give it to a kvela, you don't need shishim. That's the steer that the Rishonim asked. The Gemara before said that the samchinu nakvelu, if you give it to a kvela, you don't need shishim. And the one Samach Teh says that even if it's not nice in time, you still need to have shishim, steering the two Gemaras. So Tosfos answers that the Gemara in Tzadik Tes doesn't mean that. The Gemara doesn't mean you gave it to a kvevel. It means it's not nice in time. How do you know it's not nice in time? It must be because there was b'shishim. Otherwise, maybe it's nice in time. And it's talking about a case where there was no kvevel. The Ramban is mechalek between the Isser is be'en, then we don't rely on the kvevel. But if the Isser is nimayach, I'm sorry, the other way around. If the Isser was nimayach, then we don't rely on the kvevel because you need to have shishim regardless. Midrabon. But the Gemara before that says that you can rely on the kvevel even without shishim, that's where it was just a plato. So a plato, you don't really know how much came out. So if the kvevel says that he doesn't taste it, we assume that what came out was less than shishim. Because midrabon, you also have to have shishim. Akapanim, Rashi's bringing this Gemara, and Rashi says in that Gemara that you need shishim even if it's badakne below yoiv time. So therefore, the limit over here is a case where it's not nice in time, because in Sinus time you have to have, it has to be, we need badakne below yoiv time. And nonetheless, says Rashi, based on the Gemara Sadek test, even though it's badakne below yoiv time, we know that it's not nice in time, this thing you have to have shishim. Alma, says Rashi, ki lo yohiv taima nami ba'inan shishim lamar umeyo lamar. So the kisser, Shitas Rashi over here is that the din of shishim is even if we know that it's not nice in time. And Shah, of course, is why. If it's not nice in time, then why in the world would we need shishim? Taisus also says it's not true. As I just said, Taisus says there's no such gemara inside a test. He learns the gemara inside a test differently, as I just said. Taisus is about it, everything is totally in the sinus tap. And Taisus is mukhaf in the Gemara Kfela. The Gemara says samchin and akfela. If the Kfela says it's not nice in time, you don't need shishim. Look, that's the Gemara before. So you see, everything is totally in the sinus tap. So why in the world should there be a requirement of shishim if it's badak, maybe we'll have time? Now, of course, the Ramban agrees to Rashi in a sense. The Ramban also says that you need to have shishim, even if it's badakne v'lo yoiv time. If the kvela says it's not nice in time, the Ramban says you still need to have shishim, at least in the case when the issue was nimayach. The Chayim discussed the Fidei Ramban, why should that be true? So they say two possibilities we talked about in the past, Prima Godrum and the Pichodesh. Prima Godrum says because maybe the kvela is lying. Pichodesh says, it's a din d'rabbanan, you need to have shishim. Since we explained, since even by Minoy Chazal and Masakh, you need to have shishim. So once they were Mesakan, you need to have shishim even by min b'minoi. Chavisdas says it says, but once Chazal were Mesakan, that you need to have shishim even by min b'minoi, so the Mela by min b'she'enim, it doesn't help that the Kfeila says that it's not nice. Now, because if din d'rabban, you need to have shishim. This is very not available to Rashi. Because Rashi's learning this is a drosha gemur d'raisa. So this can't be some kind of d'rabban because of min b'minoi. And it's not mashman Rashi either, it's because the Kfeila is lying. Rashi, but dakne below yoiv time. Rashi doesn't say, we asked the kfeila, but maybe the kfeila is lying. Lashon Rashi is, but dakne, we were baidik below yoiv time, and it's not nice and top. And that's saying Rashi's at the end again. Alma ki lo yoiv time nami ba'in shisha. He doesn't say, we're chayshis, the kfeila is lying, and it's really nice and top. He says, no, but dakne below yoiv time, do we know that it's not nice and top? And nonetheless, there's a din that you need to have shisha. Rashi holds it's a drosha. It's a drosha. You need to have shishim. So what's the havana over here? What's the havana? Why would you need to have shishim if it's not nice and tough? Then this is another Rashi on the base. Rashi is a demidiraisa. It's about three quarters of the way down. If you see the Tosfos Dibur Maskil Rova, it's about two lines higher than that in the Rashi. Demi deraisa. The Gemara is saying that the din of shishim is a. You're actually going on the Gemara where the Gemara says that the din of shishim is a chumah. Without the pasuk, I would have been more makel. The din of shishim is coming to tell me a chumah. So Rashi explains, kalema ilam mehagaminon. If it wasn't for this drasha from Zoray b'Shelo, umashvinun bitul tam kishar bituli deraisa, and we would say that bitul of a tam. Bitul tam means like a plato. It's like all other biturim. Beruba habilon lebtulek hirksiv achirabim lahatis. The bitul beroyv should be chad betray. Rashi says, bitul beroyv mechol targul is chad betray. Bitul tam should also be chad betray. Now we don't really know what these mean, what those words even mean. What do you mean bitul tam should be chad betray? It's nice and tam chad betray. It's nice and tam. Rashi doesn't mean that it's a nice and time or not nice and time. We don't care if it's nice and time or not. Time kikus the rabbanim. Rashi means bittel tam. Never mind the din of tam kikker. Tam kikker has to do with we ask it because you taste it. That's the din the rabbanim. Tam kikker is the rabbanim, and maybe it's hetter bo mechaleset. We'll see later. We'll get involved with tam kikker a little bit more. Rashi saying never mind tam kikker. There's stuff that causes the tam. There is stuff of iser in the taravis that's causing it to be to have tam. You know, maybe the meat is not nisar. Maybe there's no. It's just a plato. But that plato is also something. You have to get rid of that plato. That's the thing where Rashi calls bittel tam. The bittel of the plato, the something that exuded from the iser, that's yotzim in iser, that needs to be gotten rid of. But Rashi says that could be batel chad betrei. Midereisa, the plato is batel chad betrei. Again, it's nice and tam, and the tam is mugash. Okay, we can say tam kikadir abona. Rashi should do always a tam kikadir abona. But akoponim, there's a plato that still has to be gotten rid of. Yotzim in iser is also. So Rashi says that's batel chad betrei. Or at least it would have been batel chad betrei, but now the pasuk of Zohar B'Sheila says that you need to have shishim. The mashmaos of Rashi is that this din of shishim is also a din of bittel beroy. Now, it's the real without this pasuk, the bittel beroy Rashi says would be chad betrei. Comes along the pasuk, the mashmaos in Rashi is. He's not mentioning Zachir Rabban Lahatis like a red herring. He's saying the din of bittel beroy midirais is chad betrei, and here it says a chumah that you need shishim. The mashmois in Rashi is the ring of the Rashi is that it's a chumah in that din of Achir Rabban Lahatis. The Achir Rabban Lahatis normally is chad betrei. You need a roiv of 2-1, so a simple roiv. Comes along the pasuk of Zoray B'Sheila and says, "No, you need to be mevata leplato. It's not enough of a roiv of Achir Rabban Lahatis. To be mevata leplato, you need a bittel roiv of shishim. Mela, the shear of shishim is not a shear in is the tam murgosh, is the tam not murgosh. Anyway, tam kikus derabanan. We don't care if the tam is murgosh. It's a shear. It's a chumrah in the same line as chad betray, just like the bittel of chad betray." Chad betray, the mashma minimum chad betray. The bittel of chad betray has nothing to do with tam, because it's davar poshut that chad betray is still nice and tam. Rashi calls it bittel tam. He means the bittel of the plato. The bittel of the plato, the substance of the issue that came out of the issue and went into the tarivas, is bittel chad betray. So Rashi said that's the normal halacha. Achir Rabban Lahatis is all you need is a simple right. Comes along the pasuk of Zohar B'Sheila and says in that halacha itself of Achir Rabban Lahatis the bittel beroyv. It says in Zohar B'Sheila, you need a bigger roiv. It's not enough a roiv of chad betrei, you need a roiv of shishim. I think the two Rashis, they shed light on each other. That's Rashi over here in Omer Aleph also. He says, it's not a case where it's nice and time. It's badachnei v'lo yoyev time. It's not nice and time. It's not nice and time. Badachnei v'lo yoyev time. The kfeilis is not nice and time, or it's mimimino. It's not nice and time. It's badachnei v'lo yoyev time. So we're not worried about the time. But you need shishim anyway. Why do you need shishim anyway if it's not nice and time? Says Rashi, because it's a shir and bittel beroy. The bittul beroyev of Kol Yisroel Mishiv Torah is b'shisha. And that's lint out from Zohar B'Sheila. Then Rashi goes on, the next Rashi, Ushneim Loilam Dua, let's read this Rashi again now, Rashi now has a kasha. He says, I just said before that the case is only if we were b'dakni b'loyev of time. That you have to first make sure that it's not nice and time. In other words, it says in the Rashi before, b'shisha, that you need to say, we have to satisfy ourselves in two things. First of all, we have to make sure that it's not actually nice and time. So for that, we have to be badak nevaloyo of time. We give it to a kfeilo, and he tells us not nice in time, or it's mimino, so altogether we don't have to worry about it. So that's number one. It's badak nevaloyo of time. But it's not enough, because even though it's not nice in time, there's this new din, that there's a bittel beroyvi, to be mevatel plato, it's not enough, achirabim lahatis. We learn that from Zohar B'Sheila, the bittel beroyvi has to be b'shishim. But it's only if badak nevaloyo of time. If it's nice in time, then it's no good. Frak Rashi, afagav. The osis lemelef minay. If you take this drasha seriously, so matzis lefeila afil hecha diyoyev time. So why shouldn't we learn out that zoya b'sheila works even if the kfeila says that it is nice in time? Shishim should work because, right? Rashi assumes that even if you have shishim, the kfeila might tell me that it's nice in time. The kfeila might say that it is nice in time, and the Torah says that zoya b'sheila is mutter. How do you know that a kfela might tell you that it's, maybe a kfela will tell you that it's nice and tam? Says Rashi, it happens to be min b'minoi, so kfela can't tell. But if it was min b'sheni minoi, maybe a kfela would tell me that it is nice and tam. It's a bunch of bombshells here I'm going to talk about in a few minutes, but just shut up now, right now in Rashi. Rashi says, by min b'minoi also there's an issue. Maybe had it been, the kfela can't tell because he doesn't know which basar he's tasting. But lo yitzur, the kveilah would be able to tell which basar he's tasting. Is it the basar of the zroya, the basar of the aisle? You know, like in the case of min b'sheinim, you know, maybe there's enough, maybe it would be nice in time, even though you have shishim. So why don't we learn that from here, that shishim works even if it is nice in time? I said before that shishim works even, but only if it's badakhni v'lo yav taimu. If it's not badakhni v'lo yav taimu, then shishim doesn't work. So Rashi's saying, why? Let's go in for a penny, in for a pound. We're learning out from Zoya B'Shele that Shishim works. Let's learn out that Shishim works even if the Kfela says it is nice and tam. And about that's not true. We have Gemara that if it's nice and tam, it's no good. The Mishnah Norler that tells the Rashi quoted from Sadek Tess is moving that way. That if it's nice and tam, even May doesn't work. So Rashi says, in Chanami, Midaraisa, that's true. Midaraisa, we learn out from here that if you have shishim, I don't care what the kfela says. Even if the kfela says that it's nice and tam, even by min b'sheinim, if the kfela says that it's nice and tam, who cares? I have a limud from Zoya b'sheila. If it's nice and if it's shishim, I don't care if it's nice and tam. And Rashi assumes therefore that midaraisa, if the kfela would say that it's nice and tam, we would say goodbye. We have shishim. But nonetheless, afilochim rabbanon achmer v'omer time alei bottle. Midrabbanon, they said the tam is not bottle. Rabbanon said, if there's time, then you have to give it to a kfeil. So it's not enough to have midraisa in the chnam. You don't have to give it to a kfeil. All you need is shishim. Midrabbanon, you have to have shishim, but you also have to give it to a kfeil because Rabbanon will machmer the time of lebot. I didn't tell where to begin. So many things here. Okay, so I'll tell you number one. Comes out, Rashi Shita is, there's a din deraisa, you need to have shishim. Din deraisa, you need to have shishim. The ad kedekata mi deraisa, shishim, there's a din of shishim. It takes care of everything. It takes care of tam. Tam is not. But there's a din deraisa, you need to have shishim. So limud gomer, so in the Rashi, it's a limud gomer, midaraisa, you need to have shishim. Midarabon, the added conditions, you have to give it to a kfeila, make sure it's not less than time, rabon ha'omer, time alei botel. But that's all later developments. But the Zroya B'Shele is before that. The Zroya B'Shele is before they invented the time alei botel. So it's a pasuk from Torah. The Torah says you need to have shishim. So number one, this is the parallel also. What does Rashi do with the Gemara in Zvachim that min b'mino is botel ha'betrei midaraisa? Gemara in Zvachim ayin ches. Well, we never really did. We talked about it. That's the Gemara about the people like Shabbatomi, Shabbolim, Zemzer, Shmami, Nice and Tam Deraisa. The Gemara asks that Shmami, Nice and Tam Lab Deraisa. Where he asks from Issa min Achitu min Ha'eres, you see that the Nois and Tam is there, Issa, the Gemara says the difference between Bimino, and Bimishayne, and Bimino. The Seich HaDvarim, and that's so good. The Gemara says, that me there, Issa, min Bimino, is Bogdol Chad B'Trei. So according to Rashi, what Chad B'Trei? It's Zoya B'Shele, it's Din there, Issa, we're not from Zoya B'Shele, we need to have Shish. That's the reason why all the Rishonim say it's only in Asmach. So what can we say for Rashi? This is another kasha. The Gemara before said, "Sabchinin akfeil." So kasha we showed him as the Rashi. The Gemara before said that Rava said that that you see from Rav Yochanan, it's Samchin and Nakfela. So the Rosh and the Rav both say Samchin and Nakfela sounds like the Kfela is a Kulam. If you have to have Shishim anyway, but if there's a Kfela around, you have to give it to the Kfela too. If there's no Kfela around, the Gemara says that you don't need the Kfela, then it's then Shishim. Hecha the Lekha Kfela, Rav said you don't need a Kfela. Then it's B'Shishim. So the din of Kfela is only when there's a Kfela around. If when there's a Kfela around, you still need Shishim, so it comes out that the whole din that you give it to the Kfela is a Chumrah. Because if there'd be no Kfela, you would rely on Shishim alone. Now that there's a Kfela, you still need Shishim, but you have to have the Kfela too. So why is that called Samchin Kfela? It's the Chakula. So when do we say that?
We say it's a specific Shita and Bar Kapara.
Right, so we said the Agadol. The Agadol said that in a Chinami, Rabbi Yochanan, they held that all you need is it shouldn't be nice and tam. And if you gave it to Kfela, it's not nice and tam. If there's no Kfela around, then how are you going to know if it's nice and tam? Then there's a thing you have to have Shishim to determine if it's nice and tam. Yeah, they had a beautiful diukim, the Agadol, in the Rashi. Rashi, Omer Rabbanu B'Shishim, the top Rashi in Tzadik Zayin, and Omer Rabbanu B'Shishim. Rav says Omer Rabbanu B'Shishim. So Rashi is in the Perek Basad of Masechah Sevada Zara. What Perek Basad of Masechah Sevada Zara? There's a Shishim right here in the Gemara. Bakapara, Rav Yishuv and Levi, Mishim Bakapara. It's way before Rav. So why? And it's Lachosel in Sevada Zara. So why did Rashi, why wasn't Rashi Messiah in this Gemara? And then there was another. You had another diak by Botzel the Kaflut. Rabbi Yochanan said, if there's no kfeli, Mishar Botzel the Kaflut. And then later on, they said, Mishar Shishim. That's all talking about. Rashi's beferish when there's no kfeli, you Mishar. But if there is a kfeli, then you don't need Botzel the Kaflut. Move on, Rashi. If there's no kfeli, you don't need Botzel the Kaflut. And Shishim was on top of was the replacement strategy for Botzel the Kaflut. First, Rabbi Yochanan said Botzel the Kaflut. Later on, they said Shishim. But just move on, Rashi. That if there's a kfeli, you don't need Botzel the Kaflut. What do you mean? You have to have Shishim. If Bostel HaKaflut was pre-Shishim, so you need Bostel HaKaflut. So from all of these things, the Ogadol said that this is a Shita Miuchednes of Bakapara. Bakapara holds that you need to have Shishim even if it's nice and tight. But Rabban knows it's a different Shishim. Rava and Rabbi Yochanan, they held everything's totally in the Siddur's time. If it's not nice and tam, you're good to go. And therefore, there's a kfeila, and he says it's not nice and tam. So that's all you need, because all you need is to establish that it's not nice and tam. If there's no kfeila available, so how do you know if it's nice and tam? Well, then there was an evolution. Rav Yochanan said, "What's the kaflut? You do an experiment. You take your potato kugel, you figure out how much yisr there is in it. You put botzel, you make another potato kugel with botzel the kaflut instead of yisr, and then you figure out, and then you taste it, and you see if it's nice and tam. And then later on, they said you don't have to make a new potato kugel; just mishar b'shishim." Yishlodin time was a chumra, a kula, but akaponim, they said you just mishar b'shishim. So that's a shishim whose whole purpose is to replace botzel the kaflut as a way to figure out in the absence of a kfeilu whether something is nice and tam or not. Bakapara says a new din of shishim. He says a din of shishim as bitl b'roi, but now I'm adding to the ogadol in the havano. This already ogadol doesn't say. Bakapara says it's a new din of shishim. It's a din of shishim even if the kfeilu tells me that it's not nice and tam. So what's his purpose? The purpose is like Rashi's in Omid Beis. It's a din in bittul b'roi v'achiram lahatos. The Torah said, according to Bar Kapara, the Torah said that achiram lahatos of being mevatel l'pleito, the pleito se'iser is not chad betray, which you would have thought, but it's b'shishim. And that's limud. That's Bar Kapara's kiddush. That there's a din of shishim. That's not a way to figure out whether or not it's nice and tam. It's afilu badakni v'lo yoyev time. We know it's not nice and tam. There's a din of shishim that's a chum and achirav and lahatis. And that's the Gemara in Tzadik test, because that's part of that. It's the hemshech of the sugar bakapara. That's the Gemara in Tzadik test, that even if it's not nice and tam, you need to have shishim. Because that's within the shita bakapara, that you need to have shishim, that the shishim is not a way to determine whether or not it's nice and tam. It's afilo badakni v'lo yav taima. So then you have to bittul brave of shishim. And that's a Rashi, in the world of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, When Rav Yochanan says Omer Rabbanu b'kfeilav Omer Rabbanu b'shishim, Rashi Omer Rabbanu b'shishim. So what does Rashi say? Perik Basad Maseches Avodazar. Yeah, because the shishim that Rav was talking about is the shishim that you only need if there's no kfeilav to determine if it's nice and tam. That came after Rav Yochanan said Botzel v'kaflut. So that Omer Rabbanu b'shishim has nothing to do with Bakapar. That's the Perik Basad Maseches Avodazar where the Stam of the Gemara says that after Rav Yochanan, they decide instead of baking a new potato kugel, we'll be mishar b'shishim when there's no kfeila to determine if it's nice and tam. Nothing goes back kapara. Back kapara is a different sheet. That's not halacha. And we added the Stam Mishnayot say that any Surah B'nai Santam. Gitchen is Arab and Agidim, the Mishnah says it's B'nai Santam. It doesn't say it's B'shishim. Because the Stam Mishnayot go not like Bakapar. That's why all the Sukkahs go not like Bakapar. So we'll add. So likewise, the Gemara of the Zohar, they said, Min B'min is B'chad B'trei Abad. Min B'min is B'chad B'trei because we don't pass in like Bakapar. We pass in that all you need is it shouldn't be nice and tam. And Min B'min is anyway not nice and tam. So Min B'min is B'chad B'trei. Only Min B'shim. Min B'she'enim is nice and tam. Then you have to have either a kvelo, and then you don't need shishim. And if you can't find the kvelo, then either butzel the kafalot, or if you lived after Rabbi Yechudah, then they decided it's b'shishim. But Bakapar lives in a different universe. Bakapar's universe is not enough that it's not nice and tam. Bakapar's universe is din and bittel chabit. It's the din of bittel beroyv that you need to have shishim also bittel beroyv. That's the side of shita's rash. This is the So it's all new sugya for Rashi. It's interesting when Rashi talks about, but that what's the case of shishim? So Rashi tells us though that even when you have shishim, so that we have learned that from the pasuk because Zoyah b'sheila, but the Rashi need to have shishim. But Rashi adds, but it has to also not be nice and tam. It's not enough to have shishim; it has to also not be nice and tam. So you have to give it to a. So we have to make sure that it's not nice and tam. The second Rashi that we read says that that's only derabbanon. Midraisa, that's not a problem. But midrabbanon, achm rabbanon, the time of the bottle, you have to make sure that it's not nice and tam. So the case when Rav Shulba Levi and Shumba Kapora said kol yisum shebetar b'shishim, they're talking in the derabbanon. They're talking after the derabbanon, the time of the bottle. So it has to be a case where it's not nice and tam. So what's the case where it's not nice and tam? So Rashi says, Tutsiur. One is we gave it to a kfeilo. Although he doesn't say the word kfeilo, he says, but dakni v'lo yoyev taimu. And the second case is that it's min b'minoi. Smash from the Rashi that you have to give it to a kfeilo. Even though you have shishim, you have to give it to a kfeilo. Because otherwise, maybe it's nice and tam. Yeah. No, it's mavu in Rashi that even when you have shishim, you have to be chayshish that it might be nice and tam. Even when you have shishim, you have to be chayshish, maybe it's nice and tam. So you have to be baidik. You buy the kinslo, you have time, oh, then we're okay. Likewise, the next Rashi says, really, if you look at the pasuk, it says shishim, doesn't say anything about a kfeilo, we should be, and it's minibimino, anyway, kfeilo's not going to be able to tell. So Rashi says, really, we should learn out from here that even if it's nice and tam, it's bottle b'shishim. Rashi nechrami, but achme rabban on the time, we're in that Rashi also, that when it's, even when you have shishim, there's a chash that maybe it is nice and tam. How does Rashi know that that's so? How do you know that when you have shishim, you have to be chayshish that it's nice and tam? Rava says that if there's no kfeil around, you could rely on the shishim for tam too. I mean, by Rava, the world is tam. So Rava said, if you have a kfeil, you give a kfeil. But if you don't have a kfeil, then you can rely on shishim. So how does Rashi over here know? And in Rava's world, the kfeila is a kulam. Right? What's the purpose of the kfeila according to Rava? A kfeila allows me not to have shishim. Because in the world of Rava, so kfeila was invented. We know kfeila works to. In Rava, Rabbi Yechon, kfeila is a samchina, it's a kulam. You don't need shishim if you can find the kfeila. And if you can't find the kfeila, you don't have that kula, so you have to have shishim. Lei shamanu anywhere that when you have shishim, you have to worry that maybe it's still nice and tam. Maybe shishim leaves tam far behind. Who told Rashi over here that even when you have shishim, of course, Rashi learns that the function of shishim in Bar Kapara's world is acher abim lahatos. It's a bit of rav dikadin. It's not a tam dikadin. And Rashi's midrash don't even have to worry about tam. But midrabbanon you have to worry about tam. So how do you take care of the time? You have to give it, but dachni v'lo yoyev time. You have to give it to a kfeilu. Who says it's such a thing that when you have shishin, you have to give it to a kfeilu?
Isn't that the Gemara's test? That even if you didn't...
Oh, the Gemara's test. The Gemara says that if it's nice and time, maybe it doesn't help. So Rashi saw in the Gemara's test, very good. Rashi saw in the Gemara's test, you can have it seer that something is nice and time, even yoyesim imeo. The Farashi thought that's a Gemara Mufarashis that you have to be that there's a chash, a possibility that something is nice in time even if it's Yosin in there. How does Rabbi rely on Shishim if you don't have a Kfeilah? What? It's a different steer. The Ramban's theory is that the Gemara Tzadik Test says that even if you have Shishim, the Gemara Tzadik Test says that even if you have a Kfeilah, you still need Shishim. I'm asking the opposite thing. Why, when you have Shishim, can you rely on that? Hecha deleka Kfeilah. Hecha deleka Kfeilah, you rely on Shishim. How can you rely on Shishim? Maybe it is nice and time. So you can say maybe it's impossible, but you see in the Gemara Tzadik Test that it is possible. You could have it in a Sinas time, you assume you may have. So how do we ever rely on Shishim? I mean, I think the Pashat of Shah probably said it's Rochek that should be time by Yosem Shishim. So you don't have to be Choshish for it. But the Gemara, the Mishnah, that's Tzadik Tes. The Mishnah, the Gemara quotes in Tzadik Tes says it could happen. Especially by pilpulim themselves, like pilpulim nice and time people elif. You could have pilpulim of truma. It's talking about truma. You know, chazer doesn't come in pilpulim flavor, but truma comes in the flavor of pilpulim. So that could be even b'meya. There's ways to deal with that gemara. But Rashi says over here that even if you have shishim, you have to be you need to be baidik. You have to be baidik. Hey, he's talking to rabbanim. Rashi's midrash. You don't have to worry about that. Rashi b'feirish midrash. It's only achmer rabbanim. But achmer rabbanim that you have to worry about time, and therefore shishim's not enough. Where did Rashi see that? That Shishim's not enough. I don't. Some of Rashi held. Maybe Rashi learned the Gemara in Tzadik Ches that way. The Gemara before Tzadik Zayin. That when there's a kfeilah around, you have to give it to a kfeilah. Emes, I need to reshave him a little bit. When you have Shishim and there is a kfeilah around, this machlekes are about in the Rashi thing. It's not some before the Gemara. The Gemara says you rely on a kfeilah when there's no Shishim. It could be soibach on a kfeilah when there's no Shishim. And if there's no kfeilah, then you have to have Shishim. What if you have shishim and there's a kfeilah right next to you? So you say, well, who needs a kfeilah? I have shishim. Do I say, it's not going to have time? Or do I say, no, but there is a chance it might have time. I have to give it to a kfeilah. If he's not around, I'll rely on the shishim, but if he's around, I have to give it to him. So meet the Rambam and the Rashi a little bit. You have to be matriach after a kfeilah if you already have shishim. You say you don't have to be matriach. They're definitely showing us a little bit in the Rambam and the Rashi. Maybe if he's... One of them says you don't have to give it to a kfeilah, another one says you don't have to be matriach to go looking for a kfeilah, but in smash if there's a kfeilah right here, then you should give it to him. So maybe Rashi held the Mitzvah is that if there's, maybe Rashi just learned the Gemara in Tzadik Zayin that way. That when there's a kfeilah around, you shouldn't rely on the, since Achmer Rabbanu Mataima, Rabbanu are worried about time. So if there's a kfeilah around, you have to be bleidik that it's not nice and time. If there's no kfeilah around, or if it's mimimino, there's not shaykh to give it to a kfeilah, then we'll rely that the shishim will take care of the time too. Strange. Rashi says, the next Rashi says, one second, the Pasuk says you rely on Shishim, and maybe it's nice in time. So he's in the Chirami, the answer is, Midaraisa time is nothing. Rabbanan only said, time is a Rabbanan. But Smash Min Rashi, if time would be a Deraisa, then there will be an issue over here that it's nice in time. Maybe this Min Bimino, maybe the Joy B'Shel is nice in time. And we would have to learn out from here that Shishim takes off the problem of time too. He says, "Nei nechrami." Shishim midrash is it's only the rabban. Time is only the rabban. What's Rashi's problem altogether? Probably, if maybe the Torah says you rely on shishim because mistama there's no time by shishim. So chashash rochek. You see, if there's no kfeil around, you rely on shishim. So maybe min mina, there was no kfeil around. So you rely on shishim. Maybe that's pshat in Torah. Maybe time is an issue, but the Torah said you rely on Shishim because it's there's no fail around for Min Mimina. I don't know. I mean, these are side issues, actually, but so why not to have loose threads? Maybe Rashi holds that we rely on Shishim Hechad Leka Kfeila is only because time is a Darabon. Says time is a Darabon anyway, so you should have a Kfeila, but if you can't find the Kfeila, we rely on Shishim. But so the Kafilot and Leva Shishim. But if time would have been a real Dinder Isa, had time been a real Dinder Isa, Rashi thought, then you couldn't rely on Shishim. Then you would have to be Baidik. And by meaning it can't be Baidik, and we also Laila. So Rashi says, Enechanami, time is a Darabon. Since it's only Darabon, so you rely on Shishim. I bought and said time will be bottled, but for that we rely on Shishim. And maybe by Min B'Mini altogether they weren't Machmir and then Tam. That's not Mugish. Then this is a Rashi later. There's a Rashi later also like this. Let's start a new topic. It connects, but we'll start it as a new discussion. Let's go to the Rashi of the second Rashi. Yishneim lo ilamdu. So Rashi says, "Afal gav the osus lemelef minei motzus lemelef afilecha the yoyv time." Rashi says, "Be'emes, we should learn out from Joy B'Shelo that even if it's nice in time, it's mut. If you have shishim works even when it's nice in time." Because by Zraya B'Shelo, how do you know that's not nice and tough? Maybe if it would be the equivalent Min B'Shelo, you know, maybe it would be nice and tough. So Rashi answers, Eina Chinani, Tam is only the Rabbanon. I mean, the Rai says Shishin takes care of everything. Takes care of Tam, takes care of everything. Rabbanon said Tam will live off. So that's why you have to give it to a Kfeil. So Chayetz Mavu in this Rashi, that there's a concept of nice and Tam by Min B'Minoi. It's a big chiddush. We're used to thinking that the concept of the mushroom, we had also give tam kikr, mishras tam kikr, there's tanoim, whole tam kikr is deraiso, many of you show you passing tam kikr deraiso. I don't know that tam kikr is by min b'minoi, tam kikr is by min b'shayna minoi. Min b'minoi is bottle chai betray. All of a sudden we have here Rashi who's talking about Tam as being an issue by Min B'Minoi. That's a chiddush. You can have Tam by Min B'Minoi. That was formulated as a kasha. The Magdoma Tam is the Raisa. There is a Magdoma Tam Kik of the Raisa. Rashi holds us not the halacha. Rashi here says it's only a Drabon and Tam. Rashi in the Mabez says it's Barichos, but even though there's a Din of Tam Kikr, but Damaroi Basroi held that it's only a Drabonon, and the Psukim is Shneksum of Bon Kechod, and that's all the whole Rashi that when we're learning the Sukim Sokim, we read the Rashi, we kept referring back to the Rashi here in the Sabbath Testament Mabez. Rashi, there is a Shita though, the Tam Kikr is in the Raisa. So Chora comes out, Lufi Rashi, it sounds like, if Tam Kikr will be a Derais, so then it'll be by, then there'll be Tam Kikr by Min B'Minei too. So it'll come out, according to Rashi, Psalmari de Kazakh, that the Manda Omar Tam Kikr is Derais, Min B'Minei will never be bottled. Because maybe it's nice and Tam. So I think that's what it says that in Rashi. And the emes is, there's a Rashi later on who says, Kimak Feresh. The Gemara says in Tatap of Tzadik Kesem Aleph, that Tam Kikr, even the Rashi Tam Kikr is a Derabonon, the Gemara says by Kotchim Tam Kikr is a Deraisa. That's one of Rashi's sources, that Tam Kikr is a Derabonon. Because the Gemara says that Tam Kikr is also by Kotchim. So Tyre Rashi's medayik only by kutzim, not by chulin. You see that Rabbi held Amaroi Basroi, the time kicker is only by kutzim, because by kutzim it's a pasuk. Gemara is a pasuk. Gemara brings the pasuk. By chulin is a pasuk. Gemara brings the pasuk. Kol hashi yikash b'psori yikdash. There's a pasuk by chatos. The time is kicker. Rashi says, but by chulin it takes some blanke echad because the pasuk by chatos, the pasuk by nozir. Anyway, because the Rashi deals with why do we not? But it says, but by kutzim at least is the din of time kicker. He says Tamkik and Kala Terakula. He says the Gemara says Kachim. Rabbi says Kachim because we're talking here about Kachim. So Rabbi Shaila happens to be Kachim, but it's not limited to Kachim. But Rashi learns the Gemara Kipshuta, the Rabban agrees to Rashi, that it says in this Gemara that Tamkik is the Rabbanan, except by Kachim. But by Kachim it is the Reis. So Rashi has a Lushan over there. The first narrow line in Rashi, inside of Tesam and Aleph, Umehocha Gamrinan Lecholi Sui Kachim Delay Botli Legamra. Shitaka says that by kachim where time is ke'ikir, it's not batel lagamri. What do you mean not batel lagamri? It's nice and time. You have to be toyim it or give it to a. What do you mean it's not batel lagamri? Teretz says because min b'mino it's not batel lagamri. Chatas is min b'mino. So one second. So Chorus Eikum Tois. That's what comes out of here in Rashi. That Rashi holds that this tam by min b'mino, and therefore leman the omer tam kicker is a deraisa. Then even by min b'mino, there's a din of tam kicker. The Gemara says that min b'mino is batel chay betray. That's not shver in Rashi because Rashi holds that tam kicker is only the rabbanon. So it's only drabbanan. So midaraisa. Yes, tam's only drabbanan. So midaraisa is bottle chad betray. But the man the om the tam kik is deraisa. The man the om the tam isn't in deraisa. So in the Chacham it says in Rashi and Tzadik Tes, and some who are in this Rashi L'chara here also, that every min b'mino you have to be choshish. Maybe it's nice and tam. You can't rely on the shishim. Chorot's moving the Rashi. You can't rely on the shishim. The shishim is only now that it's a drabbanan. So for the drabbanan we rely on the shishim. But if tam kik would be a din deraisa, you would not be able to rely on shishim, and every min b'mino would not be botul because you have to give it to a kfeila, and min b'mino you can't give to a kfeila because lekele mekel has the kfeila going to know. But you have to. But it might be nice in tam. So every min b'mino is not botul right, and that's the Rashi Tzadik test. That by kachim where tam kik really is kikker deraisa, where tam kik really is deraisa, Rashi says takel lo slay lemle botul. I ask you a question. L'man da'am atam kikah deraisa. How does he understand Zerai B'Shev? The Torah says, you know, maybe you don't have to hold like Bakapora's din that we learn after here, the Kolot Tarkulo, this is the din of Shishim. But there's a fact of life. The Torah says that Zerai B'Shev was B'Shev in Ayel. They were Mevashel Zerai with the Ayel. No, there's two things. First of all, there's Bakapara. Bakapara says, we learn out from here that you need Shishim. Kilo, we learn out from here that just like by the Ayel, it was Shishim, and that's why it was Mutter, so we learn out from Tokolo Terkula, that's why it's Mutter, because you need to always have Shishim. You need to always have Shishim. And we said before, the Argodol tells me that Rashi holds that's only Bakapara. The other Tanoim, the other Amaroim, the Halacha, we don't hold from that. We hold there's no limud from Zerai B'Shela that you need to have Shishim. Zerai B'Shela happened to be Shishim, but it's not necessary to have Shishim. You could have less than shishim, and it's fine as long as the kefela tells me it's not nice in time. You're good. And that's what the. But lemaisa, there is a parsha in Torah of zorah b'shela. You know, whether we learn out from that, you need to have shishim or not. But there is a parsha of zorah b'shela. They did cook the zorah with the ayil, and the zorah was very nice in time in the ayil. I mean, maybe it was nice in time in the ayil. the kfeila we're tasting, maybe we'll be nice in time. Rashi says it might be nice in time. And if the kfeila, and if it's nice in time in the aisle, man da um a time kicker their iso, so how are they allowed to eat the aisle? Rashi says befevish that you have to be chayshish. Maybe it's nice in time. Just Rashi says it's only a derabonon because midiraisa. We don't care about time. Time is only derabonon. But there is a man da um a time kicker their iso. The tanoim who hold time kicker their iso. What do they do with the parshin Torah of Zoraya B'Shelah? How do they cook the Zoraya with the ayah? Maybe it was nice and tam. If Rashi's right, they haven't seen this tam. Even by Minoy, so how do they ever cook the Zoraya with the ayah? But Rashi's mashma that that's only because time is a darbana and we can rely on the shishim. But Rashi's mashma that if time would be a deraisa, then you couldn't rely on the shishim. Oh, that's what he says because Rashi's bothered. Maybe there was time over here. See, yeah, but time's only a darbana. Good, but there's a man dama time kikid deraisa. Rashi also knows there's a man dama time kikid deraisa. So back and forth doesn't have to hold away. But the man dama time kikid deraisa is less to deal with the psukim was zoray b'shele. How does he learn the psukim was zoray b'shele? Where did time kikid go? Right, same question of Yehuda. Right, very good. So that's halfway to the answer, yeah.
And the Gemara said, yeah, it's good for the
answer is it's Gemara. The Gemara Taka says that Zoray B'Shele was Heter Abba Mechalusha. Sabai says it means Min B'Minoi, and Rabba says it means the din of Tam Kikker. Except Rabba is Tam Kikker by Chulun is only Rabbanan, but by Kotchum it's the Derisa. So Rabba says that this is exactly that Kosov that here we don't say Tam Kikker. That's the Gemara of Heter Abba Mechalusha. Zehu Heter Abba Mechalusha. That really should be Tam Kikker. And here it's Kotchum. By Kotchum, everybody holds from Tam Kikker. Right? I could have asked the Kashi even sharper. I asked the Kashi, Man Dama Tam Kikker, Deraisa. Even Man Dama Tam Kikker, Derabonim, but by Kotchum, it's Deraisa. The answer is the Gemara asked the Kashi. The Braisa asked the Kashi. And the Gemara says, Zeu Heter Abba Mechalusha. In the Chalami. There's Exeris HaKosuv by Zoya B'Shela. You don't say Tam Kikker. Rava says it, Benusuch, that Zeu Heter Abba Mechalusha, Gabi Kotchum. But the Klofina Tanoim hold it that there's Tam Kikker even by Chulin, so they'll say it's Heter Abba Mechalusha even in that. Zeu Heter Abba Mechalusha. And the Emes is Faket from the Gemara is a Raya to Rashi. Well, they should learn it's all Asmachta, so that's also part of the Asmachta. But we'll see when we get to Tosis. But the Gemara, the Chabib Shuddha, is a Raya to Rashi that you have Tam Kikker, this is where Rashi is coming from, that you have Tam Kikker even in Min B'Minoy. Because Rava says that Zoraya B'Shele is Heter Abba Mechalusha because of Tam Kikker. What Tam Kikker? It's Min B'Minoy. The Chayim Mefurish in the Gemara. Mefurish in the Gemara, both things really. It's Mefurish in the Gemara, A, that you have Tam Kikker even by Min B'Minoy. And two, it's Mefurish in the Gemara that there's Tam Kikker even though you have Shishim. Because by Zoraya B'Shele was Shishim. Tosfos also grapples with this problem. By Zoraya B'Shele was Shishim. So what are you talking, what are you telling me it's Heter Abba Mechalusha? This Shishim, by Shishim there's no Tam. The Terence says, if Tam is Kikker's Deraisa, you can't rely on the Shishim. You rely on the Shishim and Derabonans. And the Deraisa, you can't rely on the Shishim. So everything that says in Rashi, it says in the Gemara. That's where Rashi got it from. It says in the Gemara that if Tam Kikker's a Deraisa, then Zoraya B'Shele would be a problem. It's a special dispensation because really, with the regular rules of Tam Kikker, you should not be able to eat the Zoraya B'Shele. Even though it's Min B'Minoy, there's Tam even by Min B'Minoy. And even though it's Shishim, when you're talking about Deraisa, you can't rely on the Shishim. So really, you should say Tam Kikker. Zok Tumor, but that's a special Zeres HaKosel. Zer HaTa Abba Mechalusha. Then Mr. Kedesh in the Rashi. So what does Rashi have to tell me? So Rashi asks for a Kasha. Rashi says, how can I tell me that, how can you, I said you have to give it to a Kfeilo. I said you have to give it to a Kfeilo. But what do you mean? Let's learn out from Zoraya B'Shele that even if it's nice and Tam. So Rashi says, that's a bit Midrabanan. So why didn't Rashi answer that it's Heter Abba Mechalusha? Rashi answers, Tam is the Rabbanu. Why didn't Rashi answer it's Heter Abba Mechalusha? When Rashi asks, what happened to Tam over here? So why didn't Rashi answer it's Heter Abba Mechalusha? And let me elaborate. We're running out of time. Well, we'll dive into here in the classroom. But when Rashi asked the Kasha, Rashi himself said, even when you have Shishim, but Rashi is you have to give it to a kfeila. So then that's the first Rashi. Then the second Rashi, Rashi asks, why do you have to give it to a kfeila? If you're learning out already from Zoraya B'Shele, so learn out that shishim works even if it is nice and time. So Rashi answers, that's the araisa, but midrabbanan achmer rabbanan b'taim. Rashi sounds like he's saying it's because Tam's only in the Rabbanon. Midraisa, you see that Shishin takes off Tam, takes off the problem. You don't have to worry about Tam, but Midrabbanon, they said you have to worry about the Tam. Rashi should have said a different nusach. Rashi should have said, yeah, there is an issue of Tam, but it's heter, but Zroya B'Sheila suggests a kosov that you don't say Tam kicker. But in other Yisroim Shabbatara, you have to worry about the Tam. I think the answer is poshut. In Echanami, if Tam kicker and halach will be deraisa, that's what Rashi would have said. Rashi tells me the emes. Rashi tells be'emes Tam kicker is only the Rabbanon. So the emes Tam is only the Rabbanon. So you don't have to worry about the Tam. By Zroya B'Sheila, you don't have to worry about the Tam. Just as Kodshim and Kodshim, etc. They said the Kodshim that you don't have to worry about. The Torah said there's no Kodshim Dikadin by Zroya B'Sheila. But there's no general din of Tam kicker altogether. Tam kicker altogether is only din the Rabbanon. So yeah, by Zroya B'Sheila, as the Kodshim Dikadin, etc. So therefore, it's like regular. No, the Torah said Zroya B'Sheila is not treated like Kodshim. So it's treated like Chulin. By Chulin Tam, there's no din of Tam in the Raisa. Midrabbanan, there is a din, so Midrabbanan, you have to give it to a kfeilu. That's what Rashi says, the emes, because Rashi holds the Tam Kikir is a Midrabbanan. Had Rashi passed the Tam Kikir is the Raisa, he would have sung a different tune. He would have said that, why do you have to give it to a kfeilu? Because maybe it's nice in Tam and Tam Kikir. I, by Zrei, B'Sheila, they didn't worry about the Tam. Yeah, had to have a Machalisa. But you're not eating Zrei, B'Sheila, you're eating Chazer and potato kugel. So you don't have that heter abam chalisur. You have to worry about the tam because tam kikid derais. But the emes is the Rashi doesn't hold tam kikid derais. So Rashi says in the nusach that he holds a libid emes. I want to leave you with the kashin, then we'll stop. Just leave you with the kashin. So it's according to Rashi. It says in Rashi. Rashi reads it into the Gemara of the emes. That there's a din of tam ke'ikir even by min b'mina. If tam is ke'ikir, then it's ke'ikir even by min b'mina. So what about Abaye? Abaye holds on kufchets that tam of v'leim ha'moshe is in the rice. If you're telling me that tam is even by min b'mina, so it should come out according to Abaye that even by min b'mina, there's a din of tam of v'leim ha'moshe. Every min b'mina, if it's nice and tam, it's a deraisa. So does that mean Abaye holds that Mimimim is not Batul Chabitre? And how do you rely on Shishim? Shishim only works with Chorot, Mavu, and Rashi, and according to Rashi, it's Mavu and the Gemara, that by Deraisis you can't rely on Shishim. If there's a din of Tam Deraisis, you can't rely on Shishim. You have to give it to a Kvelu. Right, by Kotchim Rashi says you can never eat it. It's the Ein Abatul Olam because there's Tam Kikir, there's Tam Kikir is their ice. Koin Tabai, Taim of Leim HaMoshe is a Din their ice. So how do you realize every Min B'mina should never be bottle at all? Because maybe it's nice and Tam. Maybe it's nice and Tam. And Rashi, Abai holds Tam as a Din their ice. Abai holds Tam as a Din their ice. If it's a Din their ice, then it should apply even by Min B'mina and Shishim, you shouldn't be able to rely on the Shishim. So command of mother's act, but according to Abai, Min B'mina is never a bottle. I don't know, could that be? Maybe it could be. It's a big chiddush. You slow them, Madonna. Okay, we'll leave it with that. Is it Abai's time in Russia? Yes, it is. So that's my machine. I don't know what you guys are. You're fine, but you're close.